菊花。
So we're going through our missions month.
我们经过这个宣教月。
I don't know if you remember our vision statement that we threw out last week.
你记得我们所那个意向的宣告吗？宣言。
One more thing that you could look at on your bulletin if you look in your back.
你可以看你周报后面。
It says the GCC's vision is.
大使命的教会是。
Do you remember?
你记得吗?
What is it?
我们的意向是什么呢?
The Great Commandment.
大诫命。
The Great Commission.
大使命。
And the Return of the King.
主的大再来。
So this is what we want to focus on as a church.
这就是我们要注意的重点。
Not only that, this is what we as Christians have to focus on.
这也是我们每个基督徒所需要注意的。
And so this month we're looking at missions.
所以这个月我们在看这个宣教。
We do want to change things just to let you know that rather than making this a once a year kind of thing, we want to split it up twice a year.
我们也不觉得只是一年一次，而是应该一年两次。
So that this way we can become more in contact with the mission organizations.
这样子，我们跟我们宣教的基金会跟那些机构有更好的交通。
Because I believe this is the partnership that God requires us as a body.
因为我相信这是在主里面，我们要有这样的交流。
And hopefully, once a month, we will also be able to receive updates and pray for these organizations.
而且盼望每个月我们都有更新的消息来报告给大家。
So I think that's really exciting.
所以我们就觉得很兴奋。
That being said, I believe that we are in a new season of a harvest.
我们现在在一个新的收割的季节。
And so I don't know if you see that yet with your eyes.
你的眼睛看得见吗?
Most of us won't.
大部分的我们看不见。
But if you look at the signs,
可是你如果看那一些标志,
if you keep your ears open,
你耳朵打开,
you'll begin hearing things.
你就会听见一些,
you'll begin seeing things.
你会看见,
that God is at work.
神在工作。
And there's a harvest that he is preparing.
而且这个收割是很大的。
You may hear a little bit about what's going on at Cal right now.
你可能听过在加州大学的事情。
There's some exciting things going on.
有一些很兴奋的事。
And so, I just want to just open up your eyes that there we have entered a new season.
所以我要你眼睛看见，我们是进入一个新的季节。
What was old is old. What's new has come.
以前旧的过去了，现在新的要来。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗?
Are you ready for this new season?
你准备好了这个新的季节吗?
There's an excitement that God is really stirring up, and we have to get ourselves there.
所以这个神所开始的这件，我们也要让我们自己投入在里面。
Because in the end,
因为到最后,
Jesus is returning.
耶稣会再来。
He's coming as the king,
他来像
主, as a judge,
像他是王。
And he's coming as a bridegroom.
然后他是新郎。
And this is more than just a statement, this is reality.
这个是一个事实。
And so what God is doing, he's setting this up so that he will be coming.
所以神在预备我们，所以到那个时候我们可以迎接他。
So in keeping with just the updates that Wei was sharing with us,
所以刚才我们弟兄的报告。
I want to share with you just something about our children.
我们要讲一些我们的小孩子们。
Our children have had a, I'd say we've had a great year with our children.
我们这一年跟我们的小孩非常好。
So for those of you who are here, most of our children now are baptized.
我们大部分的儿童在我们教会都大部分已经洗礼了。
They accepted Christ.
他们接受耶稣。
And they wanted to be baptized.
他们想要受浸。
And a year ago,
一年前,
A year ago is when we split back up into our English and Mandarin congregations.
我们分开中英文聚会。
And at that time, we as the English congregation, we really felt like this was an opportunity to minister to our children.
所以我们英文部就觉得那个是给我们的儿童有一个教导他们的机会。
And so what we would do upstairs, sometimes you hear us really loud singing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
有时候你听见我们很大声的在赞美。
We have our children join us in singing.
因为小孩跟大人一起在英文部。
And then before we send them to the Sunday school, we give them a little mini sermon.
然后他们去主日学之前，他们有一个信息。
So the mini sermon is more or less what is going to be talked about to the adults.
那个短的信息就是我们英文部大人要听的。
And so they get to hear what's going on.
所以他们也听见大人要学的。
And so there were some great breakthroughs.
所以我们就看到很多的突破。
And here's the amazing thing. When we first started preaching to the children,
当我们开始对他们, 讲信息的时候,
I remember we were talking about Jesus and we were talking about him and the story for that day was he walked on water.
我记得我跟他们分享说耶稣在水上行走。
And I remember because I was looking at the children.
看着那些儿童们,
I said, did you know
你知道吗?
That Jesus walked on water?
耶稣走在水面上。
And Natalie,
Natalie,
Rogelio's daughter,
Rogelio的宝贝女儿,
you should have seen her eyes.
你就看到她的眼睛。
She's like, and to me, that was so precious. Because when she realized that, yeah, Jesus walks on water, it's a stir to her imagination and her spirit. And do you know what?
你知道吗?
A couple weeks ago, Rogelio was telling us that Natalie had this project at school. She was going to be writing about her summer. But there were a couple of things. So the question was, who is your hero?
然后谁是你的英雄?
What is your favorite book?
你最喜欢的书是什么?
And what was the highlight of your summer?
那你最高兴的事情在暑假是什么?
And this was going to be something that every student would present to their
class. And
so Natalie, she picked her hero.
So Natalie就选她的英雄是.
What do you think she said? Jesus.
Exactly.
And what do you think her favorite book was?
她最喜欢的书,
the Bible.
圣经.
And what do you think the highlight of her summer was?
她暑假最高兴的是.
No, she did not walk on water. She went underwater. She got baptized.
她的受洗.
And so she got to share with her whole class, this is why.
所以在她做报告的时候, 她跟她的全班同学老师们, 分享。
And do you know what she said?
然后你知道她说什么吗?
She said, all my friends, they don't know about Jesus.
然后我的同学们, 他们不知道耶稣。
And I want to tell them.
我要告诉他们。
And this is so precious. Amen. Because I believe
that
here she was, when she first heard Jesus walks on water, to the point where now she wants to tell everybody about who Jesus is. And to me, this is exciting. But see, it wasn't always like this. Before, in our church, we would have our services, and we'd send our children off to be taught by one or two people. Marlene can attest to this.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like we'd come to church and we'd forget about the children. But we've had an opportunity to bless our children. To raise up a generation. And I believe that what has happened with Natalie and with the other children, it is no accident. It's because we were intentional so that we may raise them up. And so that's what I want to talk about today, being intentional versus unintentional. You ready?
你准备好了吗?
All right. So let's turn to the Great Commission. This is Matthew chapter 28,
在马太福音 28章,
verses 18 to 20.
18到20节.
We should all have it memorized, I think.
我们应该要背下来.
But let's all read it
我们一起读.
In your own language.
你自己的语言?
This is still my favorite part, so say it loud.
你要大声地讲,
Verse
18.
第18节, and Jesus came up and spoke 他们说, to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Let me pause here. Let's pray, and then we'll continue.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for the Great Commission that you've commanded us to fulfill.
你要我们去完成。
And Lord, we thank you that you've placed us in this time and in this season.
主，我们也谢谢你把我们放在这个世代。
That we will see evidence of this.
我们也会看到它实现。
And so open up our eyes today.
打开我们的眼睛。
Open up our ears today.
打开我们的耳朵。
Touch our hearts.
来感动我们的心,
that we may see what you are doing.
我们看到你在做的事,
and we bless your name.
祝福你的名,
and all God's people said.
神的子民说, Amen.
Amen. So the Great Commission.
大使命,
I shared this a little bit with the English congregation last week.
我跟英文部有分享过,
there are four action words in the Great Commission.
有四个动词,
and this is, you can kind of see it in the handout, the sermon handout.
你会看到在 这个夹页里面的重点,
what are the four action words?
四个动词是什么呢?
What's the first one? Go, 去. What's the second one? Make disciples.
第二, 训练门徒.
What's the third?
第三呢?
To baptize.
施洗.
And what's the fourth?
第四,
to teach.
教导.
You see, when God came, He died on the cross, and we received Jesus.
当神他差独生子耶稣钉在十字架上死了之后呢?
His purpose was not to just forgive our sins.
他的目标不是只是让我们罪得赦。
And then we go back to living our own life.
然后我们就回去过我们的生活。
Live for my career.
我的事业。
Live for my family.
我的家庭。
Live for me.
我。
Drive a nice car.
很好的车子。
No, God did not die for that reason.
不是, 耶稣不是为这个目的而死。
To clarify that, we were also not just made to come back to church.
更讲清楚一点, 就是我们不是只是再回到教会而已。
Stand up and sing worship.
站起来唱一些诗歌。
Sit down and listen to a sermon.
坐下来听信息。
Go home, go eat lunch.
回去吃午餐,
and then go home.
就回家了。
That's just religion.
那个只是一个宗教。
He created us to walk and fellowship with Himself.
他创造我们是要与主来团契。
You see, Christianity is more than just a Sunday, Tuesday, Saturday thing.
这个基督教不是只是星期天、星期一、星期二、星期三而已。
And when Jesus went back to heaven,
当耶稣回到天上,
and he left the disciples here on earth,
让门徒在地上,
their purpose was to bless the nations.
他们的目的是要来祝福这个地。
And you and I are part of this legacy.
也是这个目的。
Because they did their job, we are here today.
他们那时候已经做了，完成了。
And so, what God wants for us is He wants us both to learn and to teach.
教导。
Because these action words, go, make disciples, baptize and teach,
因为这些动词, 去, 传, 受洗, 教导,
these are what we are called to do.
就是我们被受这个使命要去做的。
Go is actually very simple.
去其实很简单,
just go.
就去。
That doesn't need definition.
不需要什么来定义。
But disciple, what was the word used for disciple in the Greek?
可是做门徒是什么意思呢?
The word for disciple is a learner, a pupil, a student.
在希腊原文是一个学习者，一个学生。
So when Jesus is saying, go make disciples of the nations,
所以耶稣说你们去使万民做我的门徒,
you want to make them into a learner, a student, a disciple.
所以你知道他们学习做一个学习者，学生来做门徒。
And so what is it that they're supposed to learn?
所以他们要学什么呢? 谁知道吗?
Baptism. God's teaching.
神的教导。
So what is God's teaching?
神的教导是什么呢?
The word of God.
神的话。
See, it's very nebulous, if you know what I mean.
好像很抽象。
Teach them what?
教导他们什么呢?
Okay, so I go.
所以去。
And I get to this person.
我来这个人那里。
What am I going to teach you?
我要教你什么啊?
You're supposed to learn.
你应该学耶。
So learn.
学。
And so if we don't know what we are teaching,
所以我们如果不知道我们要教什么,
if we don't have a concept of what God wants us to do,
也不知道神要我们做什么,
we'll sit here.
我们就在那里。
So why aren't you learning?
所以你怎么不学呢?
And this is how we are.
所以我们就变那样子。
But see, this disciple, to be a student, a learner, a pupil,
做门徒是让他成为一个学习者跟学生。
Is followed by baptize.
是在受洗之后。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
用圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来受洗。
Baptism is an important concept.
浸礼是一个很重要的。
So there's this Greek, I forgot exactly what he did, but here's this Greek.
希腊文。
There are actually two words for baptism.
对，受洗有两个字。
In the Greek, one is bapto.
Bapto.
And then the other is baptizo.
第二个是 baptizo.
And this Greek guy, he was explaining a recipe for pickling.
所以这个人就解释他要腌那个酱瓜的事。
Like pickles and making pickles.
或者酱瓜吃稀饭用的。
And so he was describing this process of making pickles.
他就解释这个受浸的意思。
And so he was saying that as you're pickling, you want to dip your pickle in boiling water.
所以他也解释这个受浸就像你要做酱瓜的时候，你要先把瓜子放到滚水里。
So that is a temporary thing.
只是很快的。
And then you put it in your vinegar.
之后放在醋里面。
And that is what you soak it in.
然后你就把它腌在那里。
So the word for bapto,
所以 bapto 呢,
is dip.
只是沾一下。
The word for soak,
所以要浸了腌呢,
immerse,
腌在里面,
is baptizo.
是 baptizo.
And so when Jesus was saying,
所以耶稣说的时候,
make disciples,
做门徒,
baptize them,
受浸,
this word for baptism,
这个字呢,
is baptizo,
是被腌的那个字,
meaning you soak them.
你已经被腌了。
It's not just a dip.
不是只是沾一下。
I mean, we kind of joke about this.
我们觉得好笑。
When you're baptized,
因为你在受浸的时候,
why not just stay underwater all the
把它腌在水里,
and you just soak them. But see, it's not just a temporary thing that you're baptized.
不是短短的一站而已。
The baptism we receive is to be a soaking.
我们在受浸的目的是要全部腌在主里面。
This is supposed to be an immersion.
是一直在它的里面。
Where what was normal,
普通是正常的,
is now infused by what you are soaked in.
所以那些醋啊什么都腌到里面。
Doesn't make sense. I mean, have you all eaten a pickle?
你有吃过酱瓜吗?
Or 酱瓜? See, this, I want you to have that picture in your mind.
所以我要你这样子想着那个
图样。You dip in boiling water.
你是沾在沸水里。
That's a temporary thing.
只是一下子。
But the pickle,
可是被腌的时候,
its composition is entirely changed.
你就全部改变了。
Because it is soaked,
因为你在腌到里面很久。
In the solution. And so this is what Jesus was saying. Go and make disciples.
所以主耶稣说去使万人做我的门徒。
And you baptize them, soak them.
你要把他们腌下去。
Soak them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在主耶稣基督跟神。
Make them a pickle of God.
使他们成为圣灵的人。
So this is what we're supposed to do.
这是我们应该做的。
And then,
然后,
teach them.
教导他们。
When you teach,
当你教的时候呢?
This is you instruct. This is what the Greek was saying.
这个希腊文说,
you instruct and you drill.
你教, 然后要把它这样子钻进去。
How many of you ever been taught in a drilling way?
你有没有被这样硬死教下去的那种?
It's like over and over and over again.
一次一次不断的重复。
And the teacher would say, repeat back to me. What did you just learn?
老师会问说你重复听讲给我听。
And the next week.
然后再下一个。
Say the same thing. Tell me what you're learning.
然后再次问他你学到什么。
This is what Jesus is saying.
耶稣是这样说。
It's not just a teach, but drill and go over and do it again and again.
不是只是一次，要重复重复很多次。
So does this make sense?
所以这个你们了解吗？
Amen. So you go.
你去。
You make disciples.
你使他们做门徒。
You baptize them.
你让他们施洗。
And you teach them in the commands, everything that Jesus has commanded.
你要教导他们一切的诫命跟教导。
Okay. Oh boy. I'm only halfway through. this is our calling.
所以我们的使命是这个。
The Great Commission.
就是大使命。
Most of us,
大部分我们,
we've kind of forgotten.
我们忘记,
we haven't been trained.
我们也没有被教导,
and we just kind of live our life the way that we've been living.
我们就是这样子, 一天过一天。
Irene was telling me about a book that she was reading to our children.
我太太跟我说, 有一本她对我们小孩念的书。
It's about this missionary.
是讲一个宣道士。
A missionary named John Decker.
他叫 John Decker.
And he went to minister to the natives in somewhere around Papua New Guinea.
他在 Papua New Guinea 那里做宣道士。
So that's just below the Philippines, just west of Indonesia.
所以是在那个菲律宾下面南部。
Just you know, an old you know, primitive culture.
是一个很很原。原型的部落。
And so his purpose was to obviously preach the gospel.
他的目的是要去宣教。
But he wanted to teach them how to read.
他要教他们怎么读书。
But his rule,
他的教条是,
his rule was that I will not teach you to read.
他的规定是我不要教你怎么读书。
Unless you promise to go back to your village.
除非你要回去你的部落。
And you teach your villagers to read.
然后你要再教导你的村庄的人。
And so that was his rule.
这个就是他的规定。
I will not teach you unless you teach.
他说我不教你除非你要回去教你部落的人。
And so they did.
他们就这样做。
They went there.
他们又去了。
And then they went back to their village.
然后就回去部落教。
And they taught the village.
然后教大家。
And do you want to know what happened?
你知道怎么样呢?
He reached out to just this one village.
他只是去一个部落。
But everyone from that village ended up reaching out to dozens of their other villages.
然后那些部落人就又回去到好多其他的部落。
He went, he taught,
他去教导。
And he taught them to teach.
他又教他们去
教别人。 And when he taught them to teach,
当他教他们去教别人时候,
they spread the gospel to dozens of other villages.
福音传开那附近。
Far more than what John Decker could have done by himself.
比 John Decker 他一个人传的更多。
And this is the amazing thing about discipleship.
这个就是做门徒的奇妙的地方。
And so I'm going to say something kind of harsh.
所以我要讲一个严厉的话。
How many of you have been Christian for more than 3 years?
你们有多少人做基督徒已经超过三年了吗？
All right, good. You all should be teachers by now.
你们应该要做师父。
Why not?
为什么不?
Why aren't you teachers by now?
你怎么没有做老师呢?
This is a convicting statement.
这对我也是一个激励。
What does it mean that I'm a Christian now?
什么意思呢?我现在是一个基督徒。
I'm just throwing out 3 years as just some number.
我只是说三年而已。
But see, God has given us an opportunity.
神给我们机会。
To learn.
来学习。
And to teach.
然后去教导。
And this is what God has called each and every one of us to.
神教我们每一位都要去做。
This is the heart of the Great Commission.
这就是宣教大使命的心。
That you learn.
你学了。
And you make other people learn.
你也让别人学。
So that you may teach them about what Jesus came to do.
然后你可以教导他们耶稣来做的事。
This is the foundation of the Great Commission.
这个就是基本的要义。
And for the purpose of today, I'm calling it discipleship or mentorship.
今天我就要讲训练门徒。
In Hebrews chapter 5.
在希伯来书第五章。
I don't know if I'm going to have you guys read it all.
我不晓得要不要你们大家全部念。
But the author of Hebrews is talking about Jesus.
这个希伯来书的作者在讲耶稣。
Writing to the Hebrews, this is what Jesus is about.
讲到耶稣是有关这些事了。
But
可是
in verse 11,
第十一节
he says, I'll just read it and then I'll have Lee read. Concerning him, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of only milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But verse 14, but solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
希伯来书第五章第十一节到第十四节，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
That's just the portion of this passage.
这个是我讲章的一部分而已。
And it goes on and it talks about Christians who come to Jesus and then they fall away.
然后继续又讲到有一些基督徒来跟随神，可是不久就离开了。
Who, in verse 7 of chapter 6, it says, the ground that drinks the rain.
在第希伯来书第六章第七节讲到这个如就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水。
It drinks the rain, but then brings forth thistles and weeds.
可是后来却长出荆棘和犁棘。
But in verse 9, Paul says, but we have better hope for you.
在第九节，保罗说，我们亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们行为强过这些。
That there would be things that accompany your salvation.
而且近乎得救。
I encourage you, read this passage.
我鼓励你们回去念这段圣经。
Just on your own time.
在你自己的时间。
But see, this is a passage where Jesus, he said, follow me.
耶稣说跟随我。
When did he say that?
他什么时候这样说呢？
When he first called the disciples.
当他第一次选召这些门徒。
They were out fishing.
他们在那里钓鱼。
Fishermen.
他们是渔夫。
And Jesus said, follow me.
耶稣说来跟随我。
So they dropped their nets.
他们就把网都丢掉。
And they followed Jesus.
就跟从了耶稣。
And then Jesus said it again.
之后耶稣又说了一次。
Because after Peter fell away.
可是因为彼得跌倒的时候。
He denied Christ three times.
他已经就不认主三次了。
And then he raised him up.
他又把他们举高举起
来。Brought him back.
带回来。
With a breakfast.
给他们吃早餐。
And then he said to Peter again,
然后他对彼得说,
follow me.
跟随我。
And so it's this repetition, follow me.
所以就重复说跟从我。
And then here's this quote from the Apostle Paul.
这个保罗说的话。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
第哥林多前书第十一章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章
It's just a simple statement.
他这里有一句话
Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Or in other words, follow me as I follow Christ.
或者说，你们要跟随我，像我怎么样跟随耶稣。
If you were to say that to your neighbor,
假如你这样子跟你的邻居说
Follow me.
跟随我。
Because I follow Christ.
因为我跟从耶稣。
What would that look like in your life?
那个你的生命会是什么样子呢？
Would you want them to follow you?
你要他们学你吗？
I don't know.
我不知道。
For me, maybe.
我还不一定。
But this is Paul's conviction. Follow me as I follow Christ.
可是保罗说，你们要学像我，就效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Jesus called us to follow him.
基督要我们来跟从他。
And we are calling others to follow us as we follow him.
所以我们叫别人来跟从我们，来跟从耶稣。
Because in the end, they will also follow Christ.
因为到最后，他们大家都跟从了耶稣。
And they will tell others to follow them.
他们会再跟别人讲来跟随耶稣。
This is how we are supposed to be.
我们应该是这样子做。
By now, we should be teachers.
到现在，我们是做师傅的。
By now, we should be preachers.
我们应该讲道。
By now, we should have enough in us to be able to proclaim it to others.
现在，我们应该在里面有这么多的生命来教导别人。
This is what I believe the author of Hebrews was saying.
所以我相信希伯来书的作者的心意是这样。
I'll bring my sermon back to the children.
所以我在讲我们的儿童事工。
Because there's another passage.
因为有另外一段经文。
The story of Jonah.
是约拿的故事。
We all know the story of Jonah, right?
你们知道约拿的故事吗?
He's the one who was asked to preach repentance to the city of Nineveh.
这位就是那位先知，神要他去尼尼微，叫他们悔改。
But he ran away.
可是他跑走了,
got swallowed by a whale.
被大鱼吃掉,
got barfed back up onto the beach.
然后又被吐出来三天之后,
and then he went and go preach.
然后他终于就去了，顺服了。
And Nineveh?
在尼尼微,
they turned.
他们就改变了。
But Jonah was really mad.
可是约拿就很生气。
Because he hated the Assyrians.
因为他不喜欢这些亚述人。
The Assyrians were exceedingly evil people.
这些亚述人是很邪恶的。
What they would do
他们会做的事呢?
When they conquered a people,
当他们征服一些人,
they would do what's called hamstringing their horses.
他会伤害他们的马,
and hamstringing people.
还有人,
so they would go to the horse
他们去马,
and they'd cut the back of their leg,
把那个马筋,
the hamstring. And so then they would fall,
就跌倒了,
and that would be it.
就这样。
Then they do that to the people.
然后又对人,
they'd hamstring them.
这样打,
and just leave them that, because it's crippled them. They couldn't do anything.
他们就瘸腿了,
I mean, they're just terribly evil.
是非常邪恶的人,
but Jonah,
所以约拿,
when he heard that they turned,
听到他们悔改了,
he was pissed off.
他就非常生气,
he was mad.
非常的愤怒,
but then God, he's dialoguing with Jonah.
可是神就跟,
don't you understand that I am a merciful God? And this is what he says in chapter 4. You can look at this later. Chapter 4, verse 11. God is asking Nineveh. This is how the book of Jonah ends. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there were more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and their left hand, as well as many animals?
这个是约拿书最后一段话结束这本书。何况这尼尼微大城其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢?
Some translations actually say more than 120,000 children who do not know the difference.
有的翻译是讲到12万多儿童。
See, God was pointing out to Jonah, there was life in the city.
神让约拿看见说, 在这个城里有生命。
There's people and there's animals.
有人有牲畜。
But the problem was there that they were not raising up their children.
问题是那些成人没有教导他们的儿童。
There was a generation that was growing up with, they didn't know their right and their left hand.
所以有一些这些人长大起来左右手还不会分辨。
And so God was asking Jonah, preach to them.
所以神教导约拿要对他们传道。
Because God is a merciful God.
所以神是慈悲的神。
Because like we learned in our vision,
就像我们学的,
Jesus is returning
耶稣会回来,
as a king and as a bridegroom.
成了一个王,又一个新郎,
even in this evil city,
在这个很邪恶的城市里,
Jesus is saying, or God was saying, I want to love this people.
神说我要爱这些百姓,
because they don't even know.
他们都不知道,
they're not being trained.
他们也没有被教导过,
but my heart is for them.
可是我心爱他们,
I want to give them an opportunity to repent. Because I love them.
因为我爱他们,
and that is what God was saying.
这就是神对我们说的,
they didn't know their right hand from their left.
他们左右手都不会分辨,
and that's why he called Jonah to preach to
所以他叫约拿对他们传福音。
them. Jonah was raised up for that generation.
所以约拿在那个世代他就被兴起。
And I believe today, each one of us,
我相信今天每一个人,
We all have our own, I'll say, issues.
我们都有自己的问题。
Our own limitations.
或者限制。
And so what I've been talking about is everything about the Great Commission is intentional.
所以我说这个大使命呢是每一件事都是定义的。
The four action words.
这四个动词。
To go.
去。
To make disciples.
做门徒。
To baptize them.
洗礼。
To teach them.
教导他们。
This is intentional.
这个都是很定义知道去做的动词。These are action words.
But at the same time, many of you, most of us,
很多人像我们大家。
I don't know. I don't know how to teach.
我不知道怎么教啊。
I stutter. I can't talk.
我有口疾。
That's how some of us are.
我们有的时候是这样。
So how do I teach?
所以我怎么教呢？
There's a difference between unintentional and intentional.
也有。这种不定义的教导跟有定义的教导不一样。
And so there are things that we can do to purposely teach or do.
所以我们有一些事情是故意去做的。
But there are things that we can do accidentally.
然后有的是不小心刚好做的。
Being unintentional.
如果是就是不是定义的。
I want to qualify that.
我要说。
It's okay to be unintentional too.
也可以。
What do I mean by that?
什么意思呢?
I mean that even if you don't know what to preach,
当你不晓得怎么样用嘴巴来讲道,
even if you don't know what to teach,
你也不知道教什么,
God has given you opportunities,
可是神还是会给你机会,
to be in relationship.
让你跟别人的关系。
When I was little,
当我小的时候,
I accepted Christ when I was 12.
我十二岁接受耶稣。
But no one ever discipled me.
没有人教我做门徒。
No one took me under their wing and told me about.
没有人把我这样带来。
How to walk.
怎么样啊，跟随主的脚中行。
And so for the next 3 years.
所以后来三年。
Every time I was given an opportunity.
我每次有一个机会。
I'd ask Jesus back into my life again.
我就每次人家在谁要信耶稣，他就又。
The preacher would be up there.
牧师在上面。
Who wants to give their life to Christ?
谁要把他生命交给耶稣？
I'd go back up. I want to accept Christ. But see, I didn't know.
我不知道。
I didn't know that once I accept Jesus into my life.
我如果一次接受耶稣，
He stays there.
他就已经在那里了。
He doesn't leave.
他没有离开。
So for 3 years.
所以三年。
I was going through this whole process.
我就一直接受耶稣。
I sinned.
我犯罪。
Therefore, Jesus left me.
所以耶稣走了。
I have to ask him back into my life.
我再请他来。
So that's what I was doing.
我就一直那样。
But see, when I was 15, I became friends with my pastor's son.
所以15岁的时候，我跟我牧师儿子做朋友。
And do you know what?
你知道吗?
He didn't tell me anything.
他也什么都没告诉我。
He didn't teach me anything.
没有教我什么。
In fact, what we talked about,
所以我们讲的事情呢,
in order of importance,
这个重要的先,
was girls,
女生,
music,
音乐,
and art.
艺术.
These were the things we talked about.
我们谈这些,
this is what we were intentional about.
我们都很注意这些。
We liked girls.
我们喜欢女生。
But even though we talked about these things,
虽然我们讲那些,
we spent time together.
我们一起,
every week,
花时间, 每星期,
and for some reason,
不知道为什么,
my heart came alive.
我的心就苏醒了。
And I was just, I was stirred.
我就被激动。
And I just like, wow, even though we're talking about girls, I was still like turning my heart to the Lord.
虽然我喜欢女生，我还是追求主。
And I believe that's something that happens.
所以这个就是有一些事会发生。
That you can be unintentional.
你没有刻意。
With the things that you do.
你做的事。
My maintenance man up in Boise.
我在 Boise 的那个帮我装修的人。
He's my manager.
他是我的经理。
We talk about business.
我们常常讲事情。
We talk about stuff.
这一些东西。
But then the other day,
那一天,
about 3 months ago,
3个月前,
he asked me, Dan,
他问我,
will you be my life coach?
你可不可以做我人生的教,
will you be my mentor?
来教导我, 做我老师?
And so I was like, I would be honored.
那我会很高兴。
He's not a believer.
他不是一个信徒。
He's not a Christian.
也不是基督徒。
But God has been stirring in him.
可是神在他的心里面搅动。
And so even to today,
直到今天,
he's still not a believer.
他还没有信主。
Not in the sense that he's giving his life to the Lord.
或者说给, 把生命给主,
but he's a believer.
可是他相信
in that he knows that there's a God who's looking out for him. He just doesn't know him. And so there are unintentional things that we can do. God has given you a talent. Maybe you like to fix cars. Maybe you like to work on computers. Maybe God has given you a talent to cook. All sorts of things. I don't want to get too spiritual about your spiritual gifts. Let's just talk about talents. Let's just talk about passions. What is it that you like? It doesn't have to do anything with God, so to speak. But if you understand it right, it has everything to do with God. And so God gives us the opportunity to use what we have, our skills, our talents, so that we can connect. And so that's what this response form is. Something where you can actually examine. There's the first two items on this response form. This is more or less what, you know, the overall vision of this church. What we should be pursuing as individuals. That one, I commit to discovering for myself this threefold vision. This is where you yourself become a learner, a disciple. If this is reality, that Jesus is coming again, what does it mean to me? What does it mean for the way that I live my life? So I commit to learning what it means for this threefold vision. The second item, it's like I commit to sharing with others this threefold vision. Because there's a statement that says you have not, until you have, you have not learned completely until you have begun to teach it. Because if you have not taught it, you have not fully learned it. And that is what we are to do. That I commit to learning what this means. And therefore I commit to teaching. But see, that's the spiritual thing. You may not see an immediate result. But you can continue to ask. Continue to seek. But then there are other things. God has given you a talent. God has given you skills. I have a friend. He works on cars. He works on tractors. So, but whenever someone in his church is looking to buy a used car, they know to call him up. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
I'm going to buy this car. I found it on the net. Can you go with me and check it out? So they go together, they go to the car, and they check it out. And in a way, this is like his ministry. It doesn't have anything to do with God. But there's an understanding that he's giving opportunity for relationship. And so this is how I want to present it to you like this, that every one of you, you have a talent. Or if you're really talented, you have a lot of talents. But see, God gave them to you so that you may use them for his kingdom. Not always in the way that you think, but sometimes he'll give it to you so that you will just build a relationship with somebody else. And then the last statement, things that I need help in. Because there are things that we don't know. And quite honestly, I think as Chinese,
中国人,
There's always the safe face.
要面子。
You don't want to admit your weaknesses.
我不想承认自己的缺点。
And so we go through life.
所以一辈子过了。
As weak people.
一个软弱的人。
Everybody sees you as a weak person.
别人看到你是软弱。
But you never admit it.
可是你不承认。
That's kind of not true, maybe.
他觉得不一定对。
But see, there are things that maybe you need help in.
有的是你需要帮助。
Your computer's broken down.
你的电脑坏了。
Or maybe your family's sick of the food you cook.
你们家人不喜欢吃你煮的饭。
Or there's something.
什么事别的。
And you'd like a little help or guidance.
你需要帮助跟指导。
Or friendship.
或者友谊。
God gives us these opportunities.
神也给我们这些机会。
And so that's just something, some of these you might have to think about.
所以你就可以想一下。
But at the same time,
同时,
going back to the vision,
回到这个意象,
to love the Lord our God with all our heart,
爱神用我们全心全性来爱,
to love our neighbor as ourselves,
爱我们邻舍如己。
To fulfill the Great Commission.
来完成这个大使命。
To go and make disciples and baptize them and teach them.
去使万民做我的门徒。
Because Jesus is coming again.
因为耶稣会再来。
This is how we have to live our life.
这就是我们如何来活。
And so I'm really excited.
所以我很兴奋。
That we have entered a new season.
我们进入一个新的季节。
That our church.
我们的教会。
You don't see it now.
你现在看不见。
But there's a harvest coming.
会有一个丰收来到。
And you, the way that you could harvest is you could be accidental.
你怎么样收割呢？有时候是不是刻意的？
You walk through and you find some berries.
你就这样走过去，看到一些成熟的果子。
You can eat some of the berries.
你要吃一些。
Or you can go.
或者你去。
And prepare for the harvest.
准备来收割。
Because there's an open field around us, I believe.
因为我们都有很大的场地。
That God has prepared the soil.
神已经预备了土地。
Seeds have even been planted.
那个种子也撒了。
Natalie, she's been preaching the gospel. She's a little evangelist.
Natalie, 她是一个小孩，可是她已经在传道了。
She's planting seeds.
她已经在那里撒种。
Some of the seeds that she's planting now.
她所撒的种子
will bear fruit.
有一天会成熟。
And some of her peers,
她的同学。
And her classmates,
她的同班。
They will come to find this Jesus that Natalie loves.
都会寻找到耶稣。
And so here we are.
所以我们在这里。
I've gone over.
我已经谈过的。
But I'm really excited about this season.
我就是非常喜爱这个季节。
Because as we as a church become intentional with the way,
当我们的教会很刻意的来做。
You'll begin to see what God wants to do and His vision for us.
你就会看到神他对我们的意向是什么。
And it begins with a mindset.
所以这是我们的心态。
That I am here to teach.
我来是要教导。
I'm not here just to receive.
不是只是来。
I'm here to pass on what I have been given.
我要传给别人我学的。
And this is what God wants for us.
这是神要我们做的。
Freely you have been given.
白白得来。
Freely give.
白白舍去。
This is the principle that Jesus gave us.
这是一个重点。
Amen? Let's all stand.
我们站起来。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父,
when you left the earth,
当你离开世上时,
you entrusted what you have taught to the disciples,
你把要交给门徒的这些使命,
and you gave them the privilege and the responsibility to share with others.
你要他们去教导别人。
And we are a product of that.
我们就是这个成果。
Every one of us,
每一位在这里,
who's given their life to the Lord,
已经委身给耶稣的,
because of the work that they did,
因为别人所,
passed down through the nations,
整个不同的国度来,
passed down through the ages,
然后整个不一样的世代,
we are here today,
我们会在这里。
And Lord, I pray that the gospel would not stop in this church.
我祷告，福音不是只是停在这个教会。
But the gospel would be fulfilled in this church.
你的福音会在这里完成。
That we may preach to others.
我们会传道给别人。
That there will be children.
他们会有儿童。
And that there will be people.
有更多人。
Who will turn to the Lord.
会转向你。
Because of our work here.
因为我们在这里做的事工。
Because this is your command to us.
因为这是你给我们的使命。
And so Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊,
empower us.
帮助我们,
empower us today.
给我们能力, 今天,
to fulfill the gospel.
来完成 你的
使命 disciple the nations,
来做门徒
to baptize them,
受洗
to soak them,
把他们完全圣灵充满
to teach them,
教导他们
Thank you for that opportunity.
谢谢给我们这个机会
Thank you for that responsibility.
谢谢你给我们这个责任
That today,
今天
we commit
我们就委身
to spreading your gospel.
把你的福音传开
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢耶稣。
You are an awesome God.
你是一个奇妙的主。
We bless your name.
我们赞美你的名。
And we pray this all in the name of Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣名。
And all God's people said.
神的子民说。
Amen. Amen.